award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony, Ed, Richard and live table tennis.
Is it going to be a good sound on radio?
Oh, goodness.
Do you think it is?
Can you believe it, Tom?
I've never seen Ed so excited. Ryan Sheld's here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here for some TT tournoi.
Oh, my goodness, look in there, Tom. What's happening?
Oh, the boardroom has been dismantled. The blue sky session will have to wait.
Get down.
The fine storm.
Take your forum somewhere else, people.
It's happening in the stairwell.
Real issues to deal with.
There's a bloke in a cape in the stairwell. He's the energy captain.
I feel like we're at the peak of the longest sizzle mountain ever in the history of radio.
It looks good from up here. Oh, it looks good from up here.
But it's not just table tennis. We'll be finding out what happened when me and Ed went out to Patterson Lakes Primary School to confront those kiddies we were having a war with earlier in the year. And Lockie Hume is going to be libeling people from the other side of the world. It's all coming up on Get This, and it's the show that, of course, first broke the news about Naomi Robson's retirement.
Certainly, this has not been my easiest year, but I have to say that I've worked with some people, a team of people who've made it such a to come to work over the years, and, of course, without the support of all of you watching, I wouldn't have been here.
That is Split Ends here at Get This Around the Nation. It's me, Tony Martin. It's table tennis king. So he claims. We'll find out today. Ed Cavalier.
Morning.
Richard Marsden is pushing buttons.
How you doing,
Tom? Tom, the work experience kid, is back on board.
Good morning.
And we've got a boardroom full of people. Oh, man, look at them. They are going to... Is that a live cross from
there? Yeah, it is. Okay. It is a live cross.
They are so determined to kick your ass in there. Who are those people? That's okay. Lawrence Leung.
Lawrence Leung, Ryan Shelton,
yes.
Two regulars slash some of my main detractors.
Do they know that they're on air at the moment?
They don't.
Okay.
So they could it could get a little blue. They're playing sting pong. Okay. If you lose a point, you have to lift up your shirt and someone gets to smack the ball at you. You're bare back.
Wow.
Hey?
Wow.
Sizzling hot. Also, we've got David Zaltberg, who's got a bronze medal in the Commonwealth Games.
All right, well, fantastic.
And Jordan, my main detractor, one of our listeners, my flatmate John was meant to come.
Oh, we'll
find out what happened to him later.
Okay, another session of short bus with a new girlfriend, perhaps. And Tom, are you any good at ping pong stroke table tennis?
Oh, not bad, yeah.
Not bad, so there
not
you
gonna
go.
Not going to cut it.
There's quite a queue of challenges. We'll get to that later.
Yep.
In the meantime, we're wrapping up the year, so we can't do it without the man who's helped us get through every movie show this year. Lockie Hume, are you online from Hollywood?
I am online indeed. How are you all? How's Armitage Shanks going?
Shanks is in retirement at the moment. There's not a lot of acting work out here. It's mainly crime reenactments.
It is.
Well, I I'm going to have to dispute that. I thought I'd come out here to Hollywood to get some work, but just perusing the internet movie database this morning.
Oh, yes.
I was looking up what Magda Szubanski's been up to, because I worked with Magda a few years ago on a movie, and she's starring in a new film called Dr. Plonk.
Dr. Plonk, I think that's a new Rolf de Heer film.
It is
but
the new Rolf de Heer film.
In a change of pace, he's gone for comedy.
In 1907, Dr. Plonk predicts that the world will end in 101 years unless something is done about it. It's a comedy in the Charlie Chaplin / Buster Keaton tradition, also starring the guy who's landed the lead role of Dr. Plonk is a guy called Nigel Martin. So I thought, is there any relation to the famous comedian Tony Martin?
No, most of...
No, he was just the location assistant on The Proposition.
Okay.
And now he's landed the lead in Rolf de Heer's new film. So, mate, I'm in the wrong part of the world. I've got to get back to Australia.
Lockie, this film smacks of young Einstein for me. Do you reckon there's any of that going on?
It's got a bit of Mr. Accident about it.
Isn't Premier Rann, South Australian Premier Rann, is in there?
Hang on, let me have a look.
I think he's playing the Prime Minister of Australia in the future.
He's got a
Mike Rann is playing the Prime Minister. You're right.
Yeah.
Quentin Canahan is in it.
And you know, Mike Rann...
in the wheelchair.
I think
he's
Mike Rann...
Trolley Man.
I think Rann's up for some movie roles. He was also in The Honourable Wally Norman.
As what?
You're kidding me.
He was, I don't know, he was something in there.
Yeah, he's
got his own pay. Yeah, he was. He was man thrown out of seat by chairman.
Hey, Lockie, I'm glad you've gone halfway around the world to tell us what's happening in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
I'm actually sitting at my mate Harry Lennox's place. Harry's was an actor I worked with on the Matrix films.
He's
Amanda Locke.
Quite a few of the Spike Lee films.
Yeah, Harry's been in a few Spike films, and he's actually currently starring with Kiefer Sutherland in the new series of 24.
Uh-huh.
And he's upstairs at the moment learning his lines for that, and I'm downstairs in the gym, his private gym.
In the gym, Lockie?
Yeah, with the big Apple Mac computer with the IMDb in front of me talking to you guys.
So you're in a gym working on a computer.
Yeah.
Good man. Good man.
That's my approach to exercise.
And what can you give us any of the auditions you've been going for? Because
yeah,
usually when I speak to you, you say, oh, Cuban drug dealer number four. I've been practicing that voice. What are you working on this week?
Well, tomorrow I'm actually going in to meet with them about this Sarah Connor Chronicles, which is like the new TV series that Fox are doing, which is the in-between Terminator 2, Terminator 3, what happened to Sarah Connor.
Oh, and who's playing Sarah Connor?
I don't know. I think it's some British actress. It's not Linda Hamilton.
No.
But I'm going in for the part of, like, because there's no Terminator sent back.
No.
Because they can't get Arnie. He's actually the governor of the state here,
as
you guys are probably well aware, the governor.
No, there's a lot of talk that Ian Thorpe is going to be the new Terminator.
Really?
That's what Max Markson claims.
Yeah. Well, he's perfect for
it. Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
And who are you going for?
Well, I'm going for the part of Cromarty.
Cromarty?
Strange name, but he's kind of like the version of the Terminator that's out to get them.
Oh, right.
Wait a second. So you got to do some kind of robot acting.
Yeah, I do. So I've been downloading a lot of Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah, I'll send you some tapes.
Watching a bit of the Steph.
Oh,
Novesby, and, watching his sweet moves that he does on the Today
nice
Show.
Nice work.
Well, Lockie, has that been axed yet? Have they been axed?
No. Strength to strength, Lockie. Strength to strength. I think the public's coming around to his particular kind of antics. They're coming around to his robotic patronising antics.
You see, people will eventually warm to a cyborg. You know, eventually.
Isn't that one of our pet hates, though? Do you think Stefanovic's going to be the cyborg who cries at the end?
Absolutely right. What is this salty emission from his eyes?
Hey, Lockie, it's been a big year of movies and you've been with us all the way. I'm trying to think what were the highlights of our movie shows. Obviously, we drew people's attention to the musical work of Video Rodney in Heaven Tonight.
I think what the crazy part is, when I look back at all the stuff we did all year, I just made some really outrageous claims of bullshit on that show.
That's true,
I couldn't get through an episode without just making something up and then sticking to it.
And usually just slagging off somebody and burning a few bridges.
And having a go at a perceived enemy at the same time.
It's what you do.
Yeah, it's why we love you.
And what, just quickly tell us what you've been up to in Hollywood in the last month or so.
Oh, well, I've actually been doing a lot of writing on a script. I'm working on a miniseries at the moment, so I've been sort of head down just doing a lot of that. But it's strange, mate. When you get out here, your mission is, as an actor, is you've got to get on everybody's radar. So you just sort of traipse around to meetings all the time,
around?
Some are good, some you don't really, some are very forgettable, but a lot of meetings. Haven't done a lot of auditions because there's not a lot of stuff going on out here at the moment. It's very quiet. And this past week, too, it's just been Thanksgiving over here, so everybody's been out of the city. You could have, fired a cannon down Sunset Boulevard. There's just no one in town.
Good way to get on people's radar, Lockie. Roll up with the cannon,
hey,
take a few pot shots.
Talking about movies, I was just thinking the other night, remember that terrible remake of The Day of the Jackal with Bruce Willis?
Yes.
The Jackal, yeah.
Remember how it ended? It ended with Bruce Willis building a cannon to kill his target?
Yes, he did.
What the hell is he... What's the point of that? If this guy is meant to be the stealthiest assassin on the planet, he builds a bloody cannon?
Yeah.
Was he going to slink away after that stealthily?
I don't know.
Roll it away.
It was very misguided. If I remember, wasn't he sold the cannon by Jack Black, possibly?
Yeah, it was either he was Jack Black or Meatloaf, one of the two. I get those guys confused.
Lockie, we are hoping to be coming back next year, and if we do, will you be on board for a bit of movie talk and libel?
Absolutely, count me in.
Lockie,
I will generate as many perceived enemies as I can in my head and score them up.
Just before we go, Lockie, anyone you'd like to slander before you go, just to get it in?
I was hoping to have a good 10 minutes having a go at you, Ed, to be honest. And, hey, listen, Ed, did you end up meeting my manager?
No, he stiff. I showed up at the meeting and he didn't show up.
I heard.
Wow. It's cold. That's
he rang me as soon as he got back here. I said, did you meet with that kid Cavalier? He goes, the instructions got fouled up. And apparently you were left sitting at 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon at some pub by yourself, mate.
Yeah, not for the first time.
Thanks, Lucky.
No, it's
a bad line now, Lucky. Jeez, you must be going in a tunnel or something.
Good luck to you. We hope you're certainly going to be taking on the new Terminator, whoever it is.
We'll see how that goes.
Good luck with that tomorrow, and hope to speak to you next year.
See you, lucky.
Okay, guys, have a good Christmas.
Cheers. And we'll be back in a few moments with those kiddies. Those pesky kids from Patterson Lakes. That's Narina Pillow here at Get This Around the Nation. It's the final week, so bring up the sound of the boardroom if you could around there. Yeah, normally the home of big ideas, forums and blue sky sessions here at the station.
Waste of time!
Ed Cavalli has commandeered it for his table tennis tournoi. Hello. Lawrence Learn, give him a round if you could.
Hello, good morning.
What's going on in there?
Well, there's a lot of play happening, a lot of sledging, yeah. And a lot of me hitting it against the wall, but not on the table, yeah. I must say.
And I hit you in the ghoulies just before.
Yes. Go. I know you're going to play dirty, I can tell, Ed. You're going to be playing dirty and hard.
So obviously you're getting an idea of the form of your competitors there, Ed. I mean, how are they looking?
Lawrence, yes. David, who's, you know, played in the Olympics, got a bronze in the Commonwealth Games. I mean, bronze is not great.
it's not Aussie. It's not really Aussie.
Must enough. Try harder.
In Commonwealth Games. what do you reckon he's ranked, like, just based on the play that he's been dishing out towards yourself, how do you think he's ranked in the world?
He'd be ranked clearly about first?
Incorrect. 17th.
Oh.
Now, that's pretty good in the world.
Yeah, in the world, sure.
I have to say that I think I'll be playing on his side.
Is that right?
It's going to be doubles, is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because I'm placed 15th in the world.
Are you?
Yes. The world, which is my Uncle Tim's garage.
Well,
stiff competition.
I think you better get back onto the form guide there. You know, just a few, you know, any kind of tips that you can give to table tennis listeners. I know you're the master of the claw grip there.
Yes.
Are you going to be deploying that today?
Yes, yes. On and off the court, I think, or the table. Yes, I got the terminology correct. Also get a young North Korean coach.
About 14
years old. Yeah.
14 years old. 15, yes. Too old?
Too old.
Past it?
Yes, they're past their prime. They give it up. They turn to coaching at 15.
Fair enough.
How's that bloke Jordan going? That's the bloke who's been taunting you all year. Yeah,
taunt master. Huh? Any form? He's got nothing.
Oh, he's good. He's good. But, you know, he's no, as I say, there's no right, there's no wrong. There's just the ping and the pong.
Oh, all right. But it's not the first time we've been taunted on this program. Yeah, we were taunted earlier in the year by children. The Patterson Lakes primary school people in Victoria with their own radio station.
Yeah.
Josh Lawson was in on the show.
He was.
This is quite a long bit. We've actually combined a couple of segments together.
Okay.
So, ZZ Top fans, you'll just have to wait.
If you can.
Here's what happened on the show earlier this year. Got to send out a big hello to the kids at one of our rival radio stations, Patterson Lakes Primary School. They've got their own radio station.
I know.
Yeah. It's got a 3-kilometre radius.
And we want that 3 kilometres.
Yeah. I'm a loyal listener. Don't miss a show.
We didn't have a radio station. We had an incinerator.
Really? We had one of those.
It was as exciting as it got.
So what do these guys do? What's on the
Well, they've got an FM licence. They bid $55 million for it.
Is that right?
I think there was a cake stall. And it's a 24-hour broadcast in Victoria, Patterson Lakes, and we've got them to send in some examples.
All right.
This is just a bit of a sampling of a typical day's programming on PLPS FM.
Hey guys, you're listening to PLPS School of Rock FM at Patterson Lakes Primary School on 104.7. I'm Troy and I'll be your host for the next 25 minutes. This week, Red House is on bin duty. Please remember to do your bins, Red House. We're back. Now we're going on to inter-school sport. In hockey, the score was 11-3, Patterson Lakes favour.
We're going to go over to funny but fake news. Breaking news today, there's been a fire at PLPS. It has today brutally taken 9 lives of a cat, 7 children. The parents are jumping for joy. And they would each like to personally thank Mr. C for starting it and me for giving him the idea.
We'll go straight to the school news.
This week, Red House is on duty, so please remember to do your bins.
I've got Shannon here with me, who plays Ant in this year's production. Did you want to be Ant or did you want to be someone else?
I wanted to be B when I picked up the script, but then I thought,
Yeah, Bee's a good character, but Ladybird and Ant would also be nice in case, like, Bee's a two-people part because I wanted to be on all three nights.
Friday the 16th of June is the last day of Term 2, which finishes at 2:30 p.m. And now we have just the last-minute jokes. Chris is the first one. If crocodile skins make good shoes, what do banana skins make? Good slippers. Well done to everyone who participated in these sport teams. And Red House is on duty this week, so please remember to do your bins.
Do your bins, Red House.
Can Red House get their act together and do their bins? It wasn't just me. She was being fed those jokes by a whisperer.
There was somebody whispering. We've heard worse on this program.
Tell Red House to get their bins done.
I'm getting to it, yeah.
But you know what? There's just one thing that unites every radio station, no matter where you are on the dial.
Absolutely.
Listen, you're listening to PLPS School of Rock FM. Now, we have to end this, and here's Wise Man by James Blunt.
You can't escape Wise Man. But that is fantastic stuff.
And great stuff.
I wish we'd had one of those kind of stations when I was at
yeah,
school.
It's a good idea. Oh.
But they need some sizzle.
That's so true.
We've got to give them some sizzle.
Yeah.
So what I did is I went and saw Matt, who does all our sketches and all our promos, and we got a bit of their programming and fed it into the computer, and here's what we've come up with.
Across your school day, Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS FM, has the personalities.
I'm Troy.
Hey guys, I'm Alzina.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Here we have Chris and Brett.
I'm your host, Shuey. I'm going to hand it over to my co-host, Shannon.
Maximum music variety.
We're going to Way to Go by Rogue Traders.
Love by Ashley Simpson.
Lift by Shannon Null.
Wise Man by James Blunt.
Segments with sizzle.
And now Jackie's got secret sound.
Now we have real for us,
fake for you,
crime.
Now it's time for What's in the Box.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
Troy's spin on sport.
All right, now we've got the footy. Collingwood's playing Western Bulldogs at the MCG.
Wow, thanks, Troy.
Weather with Jackie.
Hey, guys, it seems to be finding up. Yesterday, a low of 7 and a high of 15.
Hot prizes.
A fundraising coupon for 10 pin bowling, including shoe hire.
And big bombshells.
I wanted to be B when I picked up the script.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS FM, tackling the big issues.
If one child rides to school without a helmet on, should every child be banned?
Rolling out. The big guests.
I'm going to interview Mr. C, our grade 6 teacher.
Good morning, Stewie. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good.
With sizzling hot exclusive special events.
Now we have the Student of the Week Awards from last week.
And cold hard cash.
Our walk and run for grass fundraiser. So far we have raised $4,600.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS FM. Less repetition, more variety. No weird stuff, no wiggles, just hot features.
Now it's time for me and Stuart's Daily Dilemma.
Heaps. More Shannon.
Now, I'm going to hand it over to Shannon, who's going to read The Three Little Pigs, Twisted.
And top shelf comedy.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS FM, Red House. Don't forget your bins.
Well, that's all we have time for today. And we're leaving you with Goodbye, My Lover by James Blunt.
Of course you are. Hello to everyone at PLPS FM.
That is great.
Listen, the kids sound terrific.
They're doing comedy sketches.
Are they?
Do you want to hear one of their
sketches? I do.
Here's a bit of one of their sketches.
Now it's time for my interview with a new star out there, Mr. Mike Toyota.
Actually, it's pronounced Mike Toyota.
Okay. Mike, I hear your song sound like Shannon Oz. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Well, what is your new album called?
It's called Sandwiches.
Can you sing some words from it?
Sure. What about the sandwiches? Can't you see? I lost my sandwich, but you just ate more sandwiches than you can. So listen, can you please get back all my sandwiches?
Now, I hear you have a new album out. Is that true?
Yes, it is, Shazza. It's called Big Black Sandwich.
Can you sing some words from that one?
Sure. I got a sandwich. I got a big black sandwich. Maybe tonight we can go for a bite. Ow!
Fantastic work. Well done, Shannon.
Oh, no.
You know, we've been giving them a bit of promotion this morning.
Yeah, we've been helping them out.
Program director Dave Smith, not very happy with us.
Oh, what?
He's come in and said, look, you shouldn't really be giving our rivals, you know, promotion.
No, that's true. That makes sense, yeah.
You've got to go them.
Okay.
You've got to start running some attack promos.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that.
That 3 kilometre broadcast radius, that's got to be ours.
That's what I've been saying.
Triple M wants that 3Ks.
Look, I'm willing to say that Patterson Lakes Primary has had it too good for too long.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go them.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPSFM, have made some pretty big promises.
During this time, we'll have many segments, such as an interview with Mr. Paul Glossy, school news, a weather report, and much more.
They claim to have a music guarantee.
Ashley Simpson,
Rogue Traders,
James Blunt,
Shannon Noel.
But we've tuned in, and it's all talk.
We watched a video called Wings Over the Serengeti. Then we had to write a factual description on grasslands or deserts or both.
Here's what they're passing off as educational content.
What animal is the king of the jungle?
A tiger.
Correct.
In whose book Patterson Lakes? Here's what this other so-called radio station calls a sizzling hot prize.
You have just won nothing. What? I thought if you got it right, you would win money or a prize. Didn't I tell you? If you won, you wouldn't win nothing.
Ripped off. At Triple M, you never know what we'll play next. But here's what the other mob call entertainment.
Emily, what did you do for EFA?
I do netball with, boxer size.
Which is it, Emily? Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPSFM. We're giving you a D-.
Here's Wise Man by James Blunt.
And hey, we'll play the Blunty round here. Triple M. More of this. And less of this.
Please remember to do your bins, Red House.
Yeah, I think we've sorted them out. And, hang on. We're getting something through on the email, Ed.
Oh, yes?
Oh, it seems to be a...
What is it? Is it more answers to who's the king of the jungle?
No, it's some kind of audio file from Patterson Lakes Primary School.
Oh, let's fire it up. Fire it up, Mr. Marsland.
Let's put it straight to air.
Here we go.
Triple M claim we never know what they'll play next.
Yeah. Well, we've got a pretty good idea what it'll be.
Show me what
it might be some old Nickelback.
I like your pants around your feet.
Or it might be some new Nickelback.
Hey, monkey, suck on this.
PLPS School of Rock FM, we've got the hottest new segments on radio.
Secret Sam.
Real for us.
Fake for you.
Crime.
What's in the box?
The Student of the Week Award.
The footy.
While at Triple M, they've still got... Still more Nickelback.
And Ed Cavalier's suckiest prizes on radio.
How about an opal necklace with an S on it?
Yeah, whatever.
Triple M's Get This is supposed to feature radio's most inventive comedy.
That must be why they keep repeating that Rex Hunt clip.
They're serving up leftovers and saying...
Oh, how good is this?
PLPS School of Rock FM.
We've got the sizzle.
They've got the fizzle.
Wow, they do not play fair.
They've electrocuted the monkey.
Well, who gave them a gun, Patterson Lakes?
Guys, as the voice of reason in this studio, this is, it's tearing you guys apart.
Roy.
Wave the white flag. Do your bins.
Yeah, look.
Red House.
Okay, Patterson Lakes, you may have won this round, but it's not over yet. Yeah. I'm afraid it is. It's getting dark outside.
Yeah.
Are we almost ready for table tennis?
I like the Patterson Lakes thing, but the whole time I wasn't listening to a word of that tone. It's just running through my shots in my head.
Come on, let's get to it. All right, Lawrence is keen for some action.
Oh, yes.
I can see Commonwealth medalist. Is he ready to go? Look at
that bloke. You know what he brought? He brought like a man bag full of rackets and balls.
Oh.
Oh,
how embarrassing.
He's going to look silly when I win.
All right, that'll be coming up next.
Get this.
Pretty much been thinking about it all year, but I have to say that the good has always outweighed the bad.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
just Ed's down from the RBH. The
now with live table tennis.
Yeah.
What's going on in there, Ed?
Well, let's hear it, shall we? That's the sound. That's the dull thud of a plastic ball on bare back.
Yes,
it's a game of sting pong, and Ryan is copping it sweet. Now this is how much sizzle that we've got for this. Never before has so many members of the sales department come and hung around like they're hanging around. Oh, who's the guy? You know, who's from the Olympics? Blah blah blah. Hey. Tone,
get this. We're finally doing something we understand. All right, well, what I need you to do is there's a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
And we've got to eliminate some people.
Yeah.
So you've got to go in there and kick someone's ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, and while you're doing that, a couple of weeks ago we went out to Patterson Lakes.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I destroyed them at Foursquare. You know, game of Foursquare handball.
Did you just get to King and stay there all day?
Yeah, that was the idea, right, with a tennis ball. I started at Dunce 2. Like, that's the lowest of the low. I destroyed those kids. Yeah. I mean, we're talking 7 and 8-year-olds.
All right.
This is no pushover.
We're going to have to. We'll have to have a Foursquare tournoi. That'll be next year. But we did get to be interviewed live on air by the kids at Patterson Lakes on their own radio station. Mm. We'll have a listen to that now. Right. And in the meantime, you better go and eliminate some of your competitors. All right. Here's what happened when we went back to school.
You're listening to PLPS School of Rock FM 104.7 at Patterson Lakes Primary School. Proudly supported by Triple M.
And you wouldn't believe who we've got here today. Our 9th most famous people to visit our school, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalli from Triple M's Get This.
Jackie, it's you too.
Nah, it's Triple M.
It doesn't matter if it's the old Triple M or the new U2, they still play the same old Nickelback.
Guilty.
Yeah. And Ed Cavalli still got the suckiest prizes.
When were you last the prize king, Ed?
I gave it up, Tone, a few months ago.
Did you get such a bad reputation? I mean, why would the kids be saying this?
No, I bought all my prizes at a $2 shop gift emporium.
Yeah. Now,
apparently it doesn't cut it round here.
They want stuff from the $3 shop before they're happy.
And what about your mascot? He's still in hospital.
Oh, you Barry. We didn't know that children were allowed, you know, guns.
Wait until you meet our mascot, Clifford.
Oh! Clifford sneaks knives into school. That's what I've heard.
Is that right?
They had a knife amnesty and all of the knives were out of Clifford's back pocket.
Is that right? Hi, Clifford. You know what? I'd love to hear from Clifford. Yeah, I mean, that's... come
and
over
look
here
at Clifford. Clifford.
He's a talkative chap.
Come on.
How could you compare Barry with Clifford?
Barry has to eat bananas, so Triple M can't afford to actually feed him anymore. He's just on a chain in the basement, basically eating James Blunt seed ass at the moment.
You still want our 3-kilometre radius?
Yeah, pretty much. Triple M's going to buy the school and force you all to work out the back of Black Thunders.
Subjects will be history, English and Nickelback.
Yeah.
That will be a compulsory subject.
Professor Cuthrew. Hang on, I got a question for you lot. It says on your radio show segment ideas, right?
Yeah,
gossip, right? Now, what's the gossip around the playground at the moment, okay? Who's Troy's girlfriend? Come on. Come on, I want to know what's going on.
What show does she host?
Who is it? Right.
Surely there's some teacher who's doing burnouts in the car park on weekends.
Mrs. C?
Mrs. C?
Is that right? Is that you?
His car's not good enough. Oh.
How's 4T going with the bins?
Oh, they're shocking.
Are they? Bring back Red House. All 4T, if you're listening, you've been put on notice by the E-Man. All right.
Okay, Tony, if you were stuck on an island with three things, what would they be?
I reckon a microphone. A transmitter and the wheels of steel.
Yeah. Is Barry real?
No, what it is the monkey costs. Oh, can I say this? Yeah, I don't care.
Do it.
The monkey costs 10 grand a day to come out and do tricks. So they can only have him out for pretty much one day a year. So he comes out, hosts the Christmas party, and then they put him back in the box until next year.
Yeah, and then someone called Fitzy puts on a monkey suit for the other 364 days of the year.
It'd be a bit stuffed in that monkey suit.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, that's how Fitzy likes to live his life.
At primary school and high school, were you the class clown?
I wasn't the class clown, but I did write a lot of his material. What about you, Ed, class clown?
No, I was a nerd, a massive nerd. And, nothing like a sunny day to sit in the library, I say.
If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Breakfast.
What do you get if you cross a frog and a soft drink?
Diabetes.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do pigs write with? A pig pen.
No.
I didn't get it. Tony, honestly, what?
What do you get if you cross a chicken and
hang on,
a cement?
No, they live in a pig pen. They live in a pig pen. Yeah. All right.
It's a little bit slow.
Sorry, I'm on to it now.
What do you get if you cross a chicken and a cement truck?
Well, if you cross the chicken, you're in trouble with the chicken mafia and they send the cement truck round. No.
A hand that lays pavers.
Oh, can we use that?
Clever, I reckon.
Yeah, I see you.
See, if I have to think about it.
Yeah,
you
we
know.
Need dumbing down.
What do you get if you cross a plane with a car with a dog?
A huge number of registration fees. Because you've got to register all those three things.
A flying carpet.
All right. Any more?
No.
We've had many famous people do the hot seat. Ed and Tony, we're going to put you in the hot seat.
Yes.
Primary school or high school?
Repeated both.
Talk or text?
Talk.
Texting is a very bad sound on radio.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of clicking. It doesn't test well.
Scrunch or fold?
Ed has to do both of those things to fit into my car.
Yeah.
Pencil or pen?
Pen.
Pencil.
There you go. See? It's the kind of to and fro on our show. We're willing to take opposing positions on big issues of the day.
Thanks, Ed and Tony, for being in the hot seat.
On an important note, we would like to thank you for coming to Paterson Lakes Primary School, and thanks for supporting Paterson Lakes Primary School and giving up your time.
Guys, thank you all so much. This is great that you guys have your own, you know, radio station. And unfortunately, if you show up in the ratings ahead of us, I'm going to come and break your equipment.
And if we had had a radio station at our school,
I may have had more friends.
Thanks for having us.
This unfortunately brings our interview to a close. You've been listening to Pat OPS School of Rock FM on 104.7, proudly supported by Triple M.
Yes!
Yes!
Thanks, everybody.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
That was a couple of weeks ago, but live right now in the boardroom here at Triple M. Or if you're in Newcastle, you can pretend it's the boardroom at KOFM. What's going on in there?
Tone. Basically, we've just learned that there are 20 million professional table tennis players in China.
Yeah.
And the smackdown that's getting talked is that I would get beaten by a three-year-old over there.
Is that right? Well, have you managed to eliminate anybody yet?
Look, let's just say I'm playing badly. Look, there's a lot of things. I'm standing, I'm like up in the corner, up against like the PowerPoints and the phones and stuff like that. There's a big Green Day kind of like memorabilia all over. It's all up in my grill tone.
All right, well, we're going to go to a song finally. And when we come back, we'll just see how you've gone.
Hang on, Tone. Look, I've just had a look at the floor, and two of these guys have brought their own shoes, like table tennis, like shoes. I can't compete with that.
That's allowed. That's legal. Okay, look, what are you wearing?
Me, I've just got a G-string and a top hat on.
All right. We'll be back in a moment with more table tennis action on Get This. It's Get This around the nation. Wow. This is a bizarre show today, people. Thank you for hanging in. Bernard Fanning, Songbird, we just heard that. And live in the boardroom at Triple M, table tennis. Have we got an intro, Mr. Marsland? Yes, live from the studios and boardroom of Triple M and out into the corridor a bit from what I can see. Ed Cavalli takes on all comers, finally, after months of build-up. Ed, what's going on in there?
Tone, it's easy to say what's not going on. Currently, I've lost a bat and I'm looking for one. Here we go. Lawrence has just handed me the worst bat and I've tried to hit a winner and been hitting the ghoulies by Ryan Shelton.
Okay. Who are you going to take on?
Okay, hang on a sec, Tone. Oh, no, that's a bad shot. I'm going to stop so I can actually talk. Lawrence, you take over here. We've got Ryan Shelton. Ryan's credentials are shifty at best. Ryan, your best result at the Commonwealth Games so far is?
I was drunk for most of the Commonwealth Games and I was playing, so I can't remember. Embarrassing, I know.
All right, that's dead last.
Jordan, one of my main detractors, might say he's brought his own shoes, Tony.
Oh,
he's brought
his
own table tennis shoes.
Are they fancy looking?
So, Jordan, your best result?
Merchants of Madness, runners-up, 2005 Gosford League.
Oh, okay, well. Okay, good work. Well, okay.
That was a long time ago, 2005.
You introduce yourself, sir. You are?
My name's Dave Zaltzberg.
Okay, look at that grin. Currently, Dave's been offering me $50 for any of his serves that I can return. Currently, I'm $450 in the hole, Tone. I can't get one back. Every time he serves it, I go to give it the old, you know, the old cavalry flick, you know, and it just...
The old
it just hits the ground. It hits straight through the table, onto the ground.
The equipment.
Why can't I get it back?
That's your equipment. You're a star. You just need better equipment.
Now, you're coaching at the moment as well.
Yeah, I have been doing some coaching.
Who are you coaching?
Just some, you know, youngsters and some other social players, some up-and-coming stars.
Some social players.
Turning inner-city youths around. Table tennis.
Oh, I can see that.
Exactly right. Now, your best result, at the Olympics you came...
17th.
Who'd you lose to?
I lost to the Dutch.
The Dutch?
And I got drug tested after the game.
Is that a comment? Is that just a blog? The Dutch.
What did you test positive to? Short shorts?
All right, Cavalry, enough talk.
Yeah.
Let's see some action.
All right. Well, let's get this brewing. I'm going to hand over to Ryan. Ryan's going to talk us through it.
Yeah.
So it's myself, the Jordan, the Lung, the David. Ryan, over to you. Here we go.
Thanks, Tony. I'm here at the table tennis tournament right next to Ed. And we're about to start. Here we go. Serve to Ed. Cavalry puts everything he's got into it and smashes it vertically into the ground.
Right, so would you say, from what you've seen, Ryan, that it's basically been a year of talk from Cavalry with...
I think Cavalry's got a few young kids at his apartment block that he beats every night.
Yeah, right.
And his confidence is sky high.
Yeah.
But now there's someone in here that has actually played professionally.
Yeah.
And he is not going so well.
Come on, Lung. Useless.
Here we go. Another shot. Cavalry again, smashing every shot.
And what about this bloke Jordan? I mean, he's been calling us up taunting all year. I mean, how's his form?
Jordan is very good. There's been some great rallies between Jordan and Dave, just back and forth. The sort of stuff that you see on TV. So I was impressed with that.
Now, we've got work experience person Tom, who we stole from Working Dog Productions. Have you got some ping pong facts for us, Tom?
I have, Tony. I've been to Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, good. Are they safe for air?
Oh, I hope so. Under Soviet rule, table tennis was banned because it was seen to carry significant risk of eye damage.
Eye damage? With a ping pong ball.
So it's lucky you wear glasses, Tony.
But I think you could probably fire a ping pong ball out of a tennis ball machine. It still wouldn't really hurt your cornea.
It's a relatively safe sport, but eye damage, apparently.
Cricket, obviously dangerous.
Yeah.
But ping pong?
Well, if you're playing doubles, I mean, a lot of that, you know, when you go the backhand or the forehand, you've really got to have some backswing.
Yeah.
You can take some people out.
There was some painful sounds coming from the sting pong before.
Oh, yeah. Well, so the Russians are worried about ping pong ball damage. I'd be more worried about going to a restaurant with a Russian at the moment. Could have a tiny amount of plutonium in his pocket.
Who knows?
Or some of Alexander Putin's mystery gas.
I've got another one.
Yes.
At the 1936 World Championships in Prague, two defensive players took over an hour to contest one point.
Wow. Because when you get to 20-all, I mean, that can go forever because you've got to get 2 points clear.
Yeah.
It's an amazing sport.
I'm worried that this may go forever at the moment, Richard.
It's a sport for men, Tone.
Any updates, Ryan? What's going on in there?
Ed's been playing for about 2 minutes and he's already broken sweat. He's broken sweat. And balls are going past him further than they do at home.
Well, it sounds like the Cavalry Challenge is falling apart.
It's falling. I think he's embarrassed.
And I think we're going to need bigger challenges for Ed if get this
he's
returns.
Walked away. Oh. He's walked from the table.
He's thrown a tanty and stormed out.
Jeez. He's walking into the studio now. You'll see him in a sec.
He's left the Thunderdome.
It's a McEnroe style.
You know, you try and put something on that the kids might like.
Yeah.
And you know, someone shows up who... He's a professional.
Yeah.
He's clearly a professional.
Didn't you invite him in?
That's amazing.
Yeah, but I didn't expect him to be any good.
I reckon we need...
He lost to the Dutch.
We need...
You know?
We need new challenges for you, Ed Cavalier. We're coming back next year.
The whole of Holland is basically underwater, you know, and it's still, he lost to them. And here, I didn't get one serve back.
You've got to go back in there. Listeners, give us a call with new challenges for Ed Cavalier. Everyone who gets on here will receive a copy of Illegal Download, our limited edition album, you know, plus a copy of Little Britain Live on DVD. Call us with challenges for Ed Cavalier that were going to be slightly more impressive than this so-called tournoi. 1-3-3-5-3. That's the Hunters and Collectors, and it's all happening here at Get This. Yes, live table tennis from the studios of Triple M.
Yeah.
Hey, Tone.
Have you managed to beat anybody yet?
No. Look, Tone, I know when I'm good and I know when I'm bad and I know when I'm beat, and I'm thoroughly, resoundingly beaten today.
Not even Ryan Shelton? You haven't beaten him?
Yeah, I think that he's been getting coached, man, to be honest.
Well, I have to say that I had a game with table tennis Shelbo last night.
Yeah?
And about five games, what? Actually, so he's pretty limber. We had a bit of a practice session last night in that room.
When?
He wouldn't tell you about it.
That is quite legal to practice.
Did you practice Shelton?
No. That is allowed.
He did. This is unbelievable.
You are dead, mate.
Who else was in on this? Sales department? Sizzle merchants?
Look around. There's a few cameras around. Take a look, Ed.
Wow. You want us to send Tom the work experience kid in to kick your ass as well?
Well, how many games did he play with Marsden last night? I didn't realise everyone was around at Chateau Marsden looking at tapes of me playing, analysing my mistakes.
Look, we need new challenges. Who have we got on the line? I think we have Cameron Wade. Are you there, Cameron?
I am.
What have you got for Ed to do next year?
I reckon that he should challenge Rex Hunt to a fishing competition.
Oh,
when you say fishing, do you mean kind of barroom fishing or actual fishing?
No, I mean real fishing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm into that.
Does he still do fishing though, Rex Hunt? He's more about laneways, isn't he, these days?
Oh, I don't know.
Laneways and nude work. Well, that could be a challenge as well. Certainly an album and a Little Britain Live DVD for that man.
Thank you, sir.
Who have we got next?
Let's say hello to Alison. Hi, Alison.
Alison.
Good morning.
How piss weak is this table tennis competition?
In primary school, I was my school's champion in doubles and singles, so I'm a little disappointed in Ed.
Where are you this morning?
He's just been talking it up all year, and I love how he goes, other people have been practicing, when he's told us every single show that he spent the entire night playing table tennis.
Yeah, I know, the brand is stronger than the content with this table tennis tournament.
That sounds right.
What should he do next year, Alison, to make up for this?
I think, Tony, that he should perform a challenge like he hasn't before in the gentle Japanese art of origami.
I'd be good at that. I can fold paper with the best of them. Anything you'd like me to make? The palace at Versailles, perhaps?
I was going to say darts, but that's far too dangerous. But I was going to say you could try crane or a swan or perhaps even a paper plane.
Tell me this, Alison, if you were to make a paper plane, like with a really big bit of paper, like so that a person could sit in the plane at the end of it, do you reckon that'd go well at the Birdman Rally?
Oh, Tony.
Possibly better than some of the entrants that I've seen.
But it'd have to go better than a bloke with cereal boxes on his arms and a bath towel around his neck, wouldn't it? You'd have to go further. More distance. All right, Alison, we've got a copy of Illegal Download for you.
Yep. Hey,
and
Tone.
And Little Britain Live.
Tone?
Yeah.
A lot of talk in the studio from yourself. Why don't you come in and have a hit and we'll see what happens.
I've never even picked up a table tennis bat life.
No, you're wearing what would be deemed athletic wear. You've got one of your most athletic zippered jumpers on today with some kind of youth branding on the front, trying to desperately get into a new demographic. I'll talk to the callers.
Ed, are you tag teaming or are you coming? Are you staying in there?
No, I'm going to come in. I'm going to come into the studio. Lawrence, you're in charge of making fun of the way Tony plays.
Okay, no problems.
You take that, Martin.
Yeah, and I put these headphones
There's a headphone swap over going on. Let's take it out to Chad. Hi, Chad.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tony Martin.
Have you got a different challenge for Ed Cavalier and Tony Martin?
Yeah, well, considering he's taken a considerable bite that he can bloody chew with this thing, I thought a hot dog eating competition for this boy.
Oh, nice. Chad, me versus you?
There was a ball. It came towards me. It was orange.
Oh, yeah. I'm 120 kilos. A truck driver. I would.
All right, you
I'd
win,
eat
Chad.
Down to the table.
Let's just say you win, Chad, and leave it at that, shall we? Now, Chad, I'm going to talk us. I'm going to talk us all through Tony Martin's form. Lawrence, you're in there.
Yes,
he's adopted the kind of. It's as if he's holding the bat in defence of his face, as if he's worried about his chiseled features. Just hit him in the face.
A single ball.
It hit the bat, but it also hit his face, so he hit himself in the face.
No, that didn't work.
Play for the face,
seven
people.
Seven balls, I have not hit one.
Okay, let's give Tony an easy one. Oh, he's done.
Oh, he got it over.
It was a fluke. And that, the Green Day poster is doing better than me.
I think Sam has one more challenge
Sam,
for us.
Let's hear Sam's challenge. Sam, what's your challenge, mate?
No, I can't even pick it
I
up.
I would like to personally challenge you to a breakdance battle.
Oh. Sam, I've had one lesson. How much experience do you have?
I have zero experience breakdancing.
Then you're on, man. How's your crazy legs?
I won the school crazy legs.
Lawrence, take over for
me. Oh, geez, Tony's just spat the dummy, and he's coming back in. So you won the school crazy legs competition?
I did, actually.
Is that right?
No.
So you're a liar as well? You're my kind of guy, Sam. An album for you. Oh, here he comes. Sam, we are on for that challenge. Tony's back. Tony, I saw you miss everything, hit yourself in the face.
I hit Lawrence Leung twice. I missed nine balls.
Yeah.
And I hit one, but with my other hand, not the one with the bat in it.
The one that was holding the microphone.
Yeah, now, but apparently I've accumulated more points than you.
How
is that possible?
Yeah, you're puffing, though. I noticed that you are actually puffing.
It's exhausting walking from here to the boardroom.
You know what I'm going to say finally here? And,
yes.
And Lawrence and the guys in there that can hear me. My flatmate John was meant to be here today, right? Who's been described as a Category 1 genius. He's been bumped down to, like, Category 7, right? Way down to Jake Wall territory.
Because?
He said that this competition, this tournoi, it lacked sizzle. He said it lacked traction. He said it's got no cut through. And I ask you, Tone, how much sizzle did we get?
Well, here's what it doesn't lack. Running time. We've never run this late. The tournoi to be a shambles.
No.
A very entertaining shambles, though. Well done, all involved. Thank you very much, Lawrence Leung and Ryan Shelton, for coming in. Thank you very much, Jordan, for living up to your talk.
And thank you so much, David, for coming in and showing me up so horribly.
David Salzberg, Tom, the Rook Experience bloke, thanks for coming in. Yeah. And thanks to all the kiddies at Patterson Lakes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this was a program or not. I don't even think the black box recording will throw much light on what happened over the last hour.
Massive thanks to Kirsten in promotions who organised the table. And I think that she's just said I can keep it.
Wow, maybe you can actually do some practice yourself.
That's enough.
Thank you very much, everyone who called up. And our key phrase today, I think it was courtesy Naomi Robson.
Certainly this has not been my easiest year, but I have to say that I've worked with some people. Team of people who've made it such a pleasure to come to work over the years, and of course, without the support of all of you watching, I wouldn't have been here.
Thanks, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with Guzzy Sampson.
Oh!
And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.